Voters in Anchorage rejected a controversial proposal last week that would have banned transgender people from using bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity. The bathroom bill, as it was called, mirrored legislation passed in Houston and North Carolina. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the result was a surprise to many and have implications for the November elections in other states.
For Lillian Lennon, watching the votes being tallied in last week's municipal election was tense.
I, of course, was a little nervous because it was kind of like the final countdown.
Lennon, a transgender woman, is a field organizer for Fair Anchorage, a group that spent more than a year organizing against what became known as Proposition 1, the bathroom bill. To the surprise of many in Anchorage, including some of the campaign's organizers, the measure failed to pass by just a little over 4,000 votes. Lennon attributes the results to a coalition that included civil rights groups, the business community, and moderate Republicans.
We were able to pull together a really strong trans-centered, education campaign, really show the lives of trans people and their families.
Others point to high turnout in the city's first ever election done by mail-in ballots and a popular progressive mayor running for re-election. But not everyone agrees with that analysis.
I would say the number one reason would be $1 million buys a lot of confusion.
Jim Minery is president of Alaska Family Action, a Christian policy advocacy group. He chaired the campaign in favor of the bathroom bill, but his group was outspent by a margin of 6-1. The Prop 1 campaign attracted more money than any other item on the Anchorage ballot by far, including the mayor's race. Donations from national progressive groups poured in, including the American Civil Liberties Union, Freedom for All Americans, and Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaii. Bolstered by strong individual donations, too, Fair Anchorage raised more than $800,000. Minery's campaign raised about $128,000. He says his organization will now focus on electing a more conservative governor and legislators in November who can override local policies in Anchorage.
We're feeling pretty positive about it and just looking forward to another opportunity to bring some common sense back to this issue.
The results are a major shift from just 6 years ago. In 2012 municipal elections, voters rejected a broad equal rights ordinance on the ballot. Those anti-discrimination measures were eventually passed by the city's assembly in 2015. The Prop 1 effort is a narrow attempt to repeal some of those expanded protections and is similar to bills introduced in other state legislatures, as well as two ballot measures that could go before voters in Montana and Massachusetts this November. Anchorage's campaign to defeat Proposition 1 may provide a playbook for similar state-level battles. Casey Reynolds is a spokesperson for the Alaska chapter of the ACLU, one of the main opponents of the local measure.
I would expect the understanding of what happened here to reverberate through the community very quickly because it really was both a local and national effort here in Anchorage.
Nearly 78,000 ballots were cast in this year's election, almost 36% of eligible voters. Results are expected to be certified on April 17th. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.